You're listening to CJLO News. Modular housing units have arrived in the Namur Hippodrome site in Côte d'Ivoire, NDG. These units will house 30 people and are expected to open in mid-July. The Hippodrome is a former raceway and now the site of many ambitious public projects and construction works. But it will be years before the area is completely transformed. In the meantime, 28 housing units, one for couples, will provide temporary accommodation for unhoused people from the area.
Modular homes, or they look like kind of trailer homes in a sense, are short-term solutions for people who are living in difficult situations around housing. So we basically started the process last year looking into this. We worked initially with the OMHM, so the Office Municipal d'Habitation here in Montreal. They did a call for tenders. It was a bit complex. So we went through an agreement with a company that actually provided these kind of trailers for hydro work up in Bay James. So we basically bought those units and we have to modify them a little bit because they were already used to adapt them to what they need to be for us right now.
That was Despina Sorayes, a member of Project Montreal and counselor for the Loyola District of Côte d'Ivoire NDG. Sorayes explains that these temporary housing units are intended for those actively homeless or on the brink of homelessness.
Basically, the units are for people who are going through who are unhoused or who are about to be unhoused. So people who are kind of ready to be who are more autonomous, I would say. So that's the target of these units. It's not somebody who's, for example, who has a lot of rehabilitation to do, but it's somebody who's kind of on track to not be in the streets.
The units have only recently arrived at the former raceway and are just being fitted with bathrooms and small kitchens. The city hopes to have them open by mid-July.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.